The German philosopher Hegel, whose theories have given more headaches to more students than any number of keg parties, once said, "What we learn from history is that we learn nothing from history." If Hegel was right, you have to wonder why we have traditions like Memorial Day, which are designed to remind us of the past. The obvious answer is that we have memorials because our memories are so short. For example, who remembers the last episode of Seinfeld, or the date that Ginger Spice left the Spice Girls? These earth-shaking events are already lost in the smog of time because they have no proper memorials. The weight of the past is so great and the mass of facts to be remembered so immense that we can only afford to preserve a few selected highlights, like when the Cubs won the World Series. So our historical memories are like sound bites from the past. A phrase here, a carefully selected image there, a few names and dates floating in the great void of forgetfulness. This is bad news for historians who see it as the end of civilization. They are fond of quoting the famous dictum of George Santayana that those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. But that's the opposite of the truth. Those who remember the past are condemned to repeat it forever. Look at Serbia and Kosovo, India and Pakistan, Israel and the Arab states, Russia and Chechnya, all cherishing their ancient grievances from hundreds or even thousands of years ago, passing on their hatreds lovingly from generation to generation, so that nothing can ever be solved or forgotten. The ancient Greeks had poets like Homer, whose genius it was to celebrate every battle as far back as memory could reach to keep the old hatreds alive. Even today, in many nations, these ancient feuds are almost sacred. But not here. When Americans say, "That's history," they mean that it is irrelevant, gone and forgotten, and the education system is fully in tune with these attitudes. A widely publicized report revealed an almost complete abandonment of history teaching in schools. The high school seniors tested were more or less incapable of distinguishing between World War II and the Peloponnesian War. This historical amnesia does have a positive side. The enormous generosity of this nation to its enemies after the World Wars, the Vietnam War and the Cold War is legendary and puzzling to other nations who suspect some devious plot. But there's no plot. It's just that the past was wiped off the slate as soon as it happened. Russia was still a formidable global enemy just a few months ago, but not anymore. We say forgive and forget, but perhaps forget and forgive might be closer to the truth. Hegel was half right. What we learn from history is to beware of learning too much from history. Traditions like Memorial Day strike just the right balance between too much remembering and too little. We see the moving ceremonies at Arlington, the flowers, the parades, the touching tributes to those who died, and in that moment we remember. Then, mercifully and immediately, we forget. This is David Bouchier.